Blog Talk Radio. wonderful, wonderful. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Was having a little technical difficulty there, but so glad that you could tune in and join with us and actually stay with us. This is LaLisa Williams, and I want to welcome you to the LaLisa Williams Show. We have an awesome show for you today. I'm so happy to be here, so thankful. You know, our subject for today is Think Up. Think Up. You know, we were doing Success Talk yesterday. That's a new program that I'm rolling out around the country as I go around and release my power and help people release their power. And yesterday I talked about the importance of success talk. Well, in those lines, a part of success talk is think up. You got to think positive. You got to think positive. Think up. You know, even in scripture, it tells us, what's the every things are lovely and are pure and are kind, and think of these. Think, in other words, think higher. Think on a higher plane. Think on a higher level. You know, it talks about our thoughts should be, you know, should be reaching toward heaven. Our thoughts should be reaching upward, not downward, not just at level, not just at base level, but actually our thoughts ought to be vertical, not just horizontal, not flat, and certainly not with a downward slope. So we want to be reaching, have our thoughts up, think up. So how can you think up today? What can you do today to think up? You know, each and every one of you will have to do what you need to do in order to think up. But I just wanted to bring that topic up so that, you know, people can begin to really start doing these things. You know, there are several psychologists and motivational speakers and preachers and different people that will tell you that if you want to create a habit, and there are some who believe that we are a result of our habits. So if you want to create a habit, it takes 21 days to create a strong habit. And so for the next 21 days, we want you to do these things. You know, release your power. Be involved in success talk. Don't get involved in negative talk. And then we want you to have to think up. Get involved in thoughts that reach higher, that are higher. And we want you to do this on your job, in your home, in your relationships. Just imagine, man or woman, in your relationship, if you begin to think up. Now, I know that most people don't know how to do this because I listen to people and I watch people and I can tell by behaviors and words that people are not thinking upward, even though God has told us to do so. He told us to think highly, think more highly. And he said, you know, whatsoever things are lovely and are pure and of kind and of a good nature, think on these things. So right there, he's telling you to think higher. But I know people are not thinking higher. They're thinking, their thoughts are down in the dungeon. Their thoughts are thoughts of negativity. Their thoughts of failure. Thoughts of defeat. And I understand sometimes people feel that, well, what else can I do? This is what I see. You know, like some people tell me all the time, well, this is my reality. Well, guess what? Guess where your reality comes from? You know, everybody has a different reality. Did you know that? Okay, so guess where your reality... So people say, oh, well, I'm just living in reality. You know, I'm facing reality. Well, guess what? You create your reality. You create your own reality. So if you have a reality of doom and gloom, you've created that. If you have now there is a such thing as your environment. So sometimes the environment could be so negative or so down. But while you're in that environment, you have to get out of that environment. And you're not going to get out of that environment thinking negative. You're not going to get out of that situation with negative talk. You have to get out of that situation or change that situation and your reality. All of those people who say that, you created your own reality because perception is reality. How you see things, how you think is how you will see things. And how you see things becomes your reality. So, for instance, right now, for some people who are not working, their reality is very gloom and doom. They're very negative. They can't find a job. I don't have a job. Therefore, I don't have money. Therefore, I can't do the things I want. Since I can't do the things I want, I can't have the things that I want. Since I can't do or have the things that I want, I'm just not, you know, what I want to be. And therefore, I'm not happy. I'm not living a fulfilled life, nowhere near shape, form, or fashion. And it's like a vicious cycle. But it's because of their perception. But yet you could take another person in a similar circumstance, no job, no money, no foreseeable future of a job even coming. The economy is the same economy for everybody pretty much around the world, since now we are a global economy. So since we are a global economy, for many people around the world, they're touting the same message. And I am here to say that message is based on how you see things. So you take another person who doesn't have a job, who doesn't have any savings, who doesn't have any money, yet this person begins to thrive. Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. How is that? Why is that? And it's because of perception. It's because of how they see it. So the person who is thriving in the same recession, in the same circumstance, in the same condition, without a job, is because how they see themselves. So what do? They begin to see that, okay, maybe I don't have a job. However, I know how to do this, this, or that. So, for instance, you don't have a job, but you know how to write. So what do? You spend some time. You write a blog. It's free. You can do it on the internet for free. Doesn't cost you anything. You can go online and just type in Google how to type a blog. It's very simple. We've made things so complicated that we're shooting our own self in the foot. And so, again, I'm just saying how to do things. Okay, so you write the blog. Now you've written the blog. So let's just say you go 30 days without a job, 30 days with no employment, 30 days with no money. For 30 days, you blog on a topic, any topic you want. After 30 days, now you got at least 30 possibly topics or 30 pages or 30 chapters of a book, and you put that together, you can do literally an e-book almost for free. If not, well, for about $50, you can do a nice e-book and sell it literally for free online. You can make money, I mean free, to set up everything, set up the apparatus. Now, sometimes it may cost you a few dollars, but that's an investment. Broke people can make investments. If you don't believe me, if you do your research and do your history, the majority of the major business owners today, I'm talking about big businesses, whether it be a Procter & Gamble, whether it be a Dell computer or whatever company, the majority of the Kentucky Fried Chicken, McDonald's, Popeyes, what have you, the majority of these people, they have millions now, but when they started their business, some of these individuals were bankrupt. Go and read their bios. Go check out history. You will see many of these people were broke. You see, but their perception, they were thinking. They weren't thinking broke. They were thinking up. Think up is the key to how you are going to move yourself beyond having nothing to having greatness. That's how you're going to do it. And as you're thinking up and you have success talk and you're releasing your power, there is no way you're going to be miserable. There is no way you're going to be unhappy. There's no way you're going to be unfulfilled. You will have money. You will have enough to do the things that you need to do in your life to take care of yourself and your family. Okay? But if you think, I'm not going to do that, I'm not going to have enough, well, guess what? You're right. See, that's the beautiful thing about thinking. Your thoughts will support your other thoughts, and your thoughts will then usher in your action and usher in your behavior. You see, if you don't think you're going to do it, then you're not going to put any action behind that. But if you think, like for instance, I've gone beyond thinking, so that's probably have to be another broadcast where I talk about what you actually know. But let's say I think that I'm going to sell you know, 1,000 copies of my book this week. That's my thinking. Well, guess what? If I think on that long enough and I think on that hard enough, it's going to push me into action, and the action will support my thinking. But so if you have negative thinking and negative thoughts, then your actions will support what you are thinking. I'm telling you, you got to get your thinking in control. And I'm doing some anger management programs now, which I'm very, very, very excited about. Being an anger management specialist, being a certified anger management specialist, because as I'm taking that training, I'm also realizing that when you tell yourself something and you start moving in that direction, that's where you're going to see some results. You see, you can't tell yourself that you're not going to be successful, because if you do, you're going to have actions that support that. You don't want that. You want to have actions that support the right thing, the things that you really want. For instance, we have our Women's Empowerment Workshop coming up. I hope that you register for that workshop, because here's the thing. If you enjoy these 30 minutes that I come on the air and do these broadcasts, just imagine the Women's Empowerment Workshop is going to give you 2 hours of intense information of this sort and more. I'm going to go more in depth and really begin to show you how to operate at this very high level of positive self-talk, success talk, positive thinking, positive actions that really move you to the destiny where you can only dream about. You can't even imagine it. It's just like, yeah, it's a vision. You don't even believe it's going to happen. But guess what? It will. I mean, I never thought that I would end up where I am. You know, having gone from, you know, being a prostitute and locked up in jail, I never thought, when I was living that life, I never thought that I would be where I am today, owning my own home, college graduate 3 times over, working on a PhD. You know, when I was dropping out of high school, you know, I remember back in 1973, when I made that decision to drop out of high school, at that time, I never thought I would go to college. I didn't even know what college was. I had heard about it. My mother didn't go to college. My father didn't go to college. My grandmother didn't go to college. So I didn't even know what college was. And to go to college and graduate, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm a part of a program that's happening around the country, Graduation Nation, where they're trying to get college students, encourage college students to graduate. And I'm going to be speaking to some college students about that. And when I speak, well, I speak about it every week in my class. I'm doing a college success seminar this semester. I'm teaching that course at Essex County College. So I get to talk about this every single day. But sometimes I'm blown away that a college graduate could be talking, a college, a high school dropout could be talking about that. So when I tell you to think up that you're going to have more than what you have right now, but you got to change your thinking. When I talk to you about success talk and how it can change your destiny and change your life, I'm not just talking to hear myself talk. I am talking because I have the tools, I have the experience to show you how to do it. And all you have to do is step out on faith and do it. That's it. You just step out on faith and do it. Yesterday I said, try it. Keep a record of your success. Keep a record of your conversations. So basically, so today I can ask you, okay, how many conversations were you in since you listened to the broadcast? You may say one. Maybe you only had one conversation with your spouse or your significant other or a family member or at work. But make a record of how many conversations you're in. And then what's the theme of those conversations? What are you talking about in those conversations? And what are you listening to So that's important as well, because you may say, well, I wasn't talking, I was doing all the listening, and the other person was talking negative. Well, how far do you think that's going to go in your world of success? Now, so today, I want to challenge you with your keeping a record of your thoughts. As you go throughout the day, think about what you're thinking. Try to get control over what you're thinking. You know, he says, take every thought captive to the knowledge of God. So don't tell me that, well, I can't control my thinking. Well, if God told you to take every thought captive, then apparently he believes that you can control your thinking. So as your thoughts come into your head, just begin to elaborate on them. Begin to, you know, think about, what am I thinking about? And why am I thinking about this? Let's say you're thinking about starting a business. Say, okay, what are my thoughts about starting a business? Do I know anything about it? Where can I get it? Where can I get it? Okay, so now you can have whatever you say. And if you say something positive, then you should have a positive life. And I'm telling you, it will happen. If you say something positive, you're going to see positive things showing up in your life. Again, you're going to see your positive thinking. You have to think up, not down. If you think down, guess where you're going? Down. That's right. Because your thoughts have direction attached to them. Every single thought you have, none of your thoughts are just haphazard, it's just a piece of thing. No, no. Your thoughts are critical to your life. And every thought that you think has an arrow attached to it, and it's going somewhere. If it's a negative thought, it's going down. If it's a positive thought, it's going up. And where your thoughts go is where you go. If your thoughts are going down, you're going down. You're going to go down. You're going to stay down. You're probably going to end up, you know, depressed. And at best, if you're not depressed, you're probably depressing other people around you. And if you depress, think about this. If I depress the people around me and they are that close to me, well, what do you think is going to eventually happen? Yeah, you're right. They're going to begin to depress me. They're around me. And so now you're encycled with negativity. You're thinking negative. The people around you are now depressed and thinking negative. And now you're back. And it just goes in a vicious cycle. And then we wonder, why can't we get out of it? Well, it's what you put in your immediate environment. How can you get away from that? That's why some people, they're negative at home. So everything at home is negative and depressing. Then they go to work, they're negative at work, and then everything at work is negative and depressing. Then they go to church, and they're negative at church, and everybody that hangs around them at church are negative and depressing. And then they say, my world is so negative and depressing. What's wrong with these people? No, not what's wrong with these people. What's wrong with you? It's not people. It's the person who has these negative thinking. You got to think positive. You got to think up. You got to think smart. I know it seems like, okay, Lalisa, I know what you're saying. You're saying, if it was that simple, everybody would do it. If it was that simple, why doesn't everybody do it? Why can't everybody do it? Well, here's the problem. If everybody could do it, then I would see thousands of people in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, or hundreds of thousands of people would be tuning in or lining up to come to these types of conferences. So everybody isn't doing it because everybody doesn't want to do it. We put the message out to millions and we say, come, even thousands. And what do we have? One or two people showing up? That shows you that everybody does not want to do it, okay? And then you have people who who believe they want to do it, okay? And so, for instance, let's say Joel Osteen wrote a book. We discussed it on the broadcast on Tuesday. He wrote a book called I Declare, and it's like 31 promises of the Bible or something like that. And we were discussing it on the broadcast on Tuesday. Now, there will be possibly 20 million people will go out and get that book. Okay, well, number one, he has a congregation of close to a million, right? Right there or something close to that. So he now, and then he's on TV and he's all over the world. So, yes, millions of people hear him every day. Millions of people hear him every day. So, of course, millions of people will purchase that book. But will you purchase it? Will you go and do it? Well, I'm submitting to you that you know, those same people who want to live a positive life, who need to, could simply tune in to this broadcast and hear a message about how to have this great life where you're fulfilled and where you're happy. Because it doesn't matter. It's still, the bottom line is, are your thoughts positive? That's number one. And then if your thoughts are positive, it's going to help you to have your talk be positive. And as you're talking positive and thinking positive, then your actions will line up with what you're saying and what you're thinking. It's not the other way around. Your actions do not drive what you're thinking. Your actions derive from what you're thinking and what you're saying. Not, you know, your actions don't drive your thinking and your speaking. It derives from, not drives, okay? And so, there you have it. That's it. That's how it goes, you know? And again, you think up, just try it. Just try it. Just look at your thoughts. What am I thinking? And record them. Record your thoughts for about, you know, for like close to a week. Just record your thoughts. And then look at your thoughts and then compare it to how you are living. And you will see, if you see that your days were full with non-positive thoughts and non-positive speaking, you probably did not have a very fruitful, exciting week. So if you flip that, have positive thoughts. I know it takes a while. You might have to read a lot of scripture and read positive books. Well, that's how I did it. And that's why I got into the business of writing positive books, because that's what helped me. Some people will say, well, how did you turn your life around from having, you know, from being down in the dungeon with my thoughts and my words and my actions? Well, it's because I began to read positive. And the first positive book that I ever read was entitled Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This is the first book I read. And then I read Your Erroneous Zones by Dr. Wayne Dyer. So the first two books that I really read in my life, really, you know, I mean, I read, you know, Dick and Jane and Sally as a kid. But in terms of it, as growing older and really reading, I mean, I read a couple of those Black Expression type books. But to really read, when I started, my first two positive books that I ever read in my life was when I was in my 20s. And I read, and those were the two books that I read. And ever since then, I knew that reading positive books help you. Because when you read something, it really gets down deep in you. You know, listening to audio is also good, but reading takes you on another level. Reading takes your mind to another level. So that's all we have time for today. It's been a great day. I hope to see you, some of you, at the workshop tomorrow. I will be doing a workshop for those who want to do training. You want to be a facilitator. There are some jobs that are going to be coming available. And for people who do need that skill, let's say you're a professor in a college, you want that skill, or if you run groups, if you're a public speaker like myself, and you want to begin to do your own public seminars, workshops, if you have a place to do them, maybe your church, a community center, or maybe you have your own space that you rent from a hotel, definitely come to the workshop. It's $49.97. You can inbox me on Facebook about that or call me at 908-432-1853 if you want more information for that. That workshop will be tomorrow from 10 to 12. It is $49.97. Also, for those of you who want to register for the 8-week, the Women's Empowerment Workshop, that's going to begin next week, also October, please inbox me on Facebook or call that same number, 908-432-1853, to register for that Dynamic Empowerment Workshop. And hope, and we also have, also for October, you know, is domestic violence month, so awareness month, not domestic violence month, don't go out and violate anyone, but it is domestic violence awareness month, so there's workshops going on all month, so I will be also involved in some of those workshops, and working as an advocate for domestic violence awareness, doing some domestic violence awareness seminars and workshops, but also we have a breakfast coming up for women who want to support what we're doing and want to network together, women leaders and entrepreneurs. We'll be doing a fundraising breakfast at Applebee's on Sunday, the 28th of October, Sunday morning, 8 to 10. So come out. It'll be early enough. You can still get off to church, but you can get you a nice breakfast. We're going to have some, you know, gospel singing. We're just going to have a great time for those 2 hours. We're going to have some people get up and, you know, give like a little 5-minute preaching word. It's going to be awesome. So make sure you look out for that. And we will see you back on Monday morning, same time, same place. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.